Good evening, and welcome to a featured artist special on the Artist First Radio Network. Tonight, my guest will be members Marco Bridgman and Jimmy King of the group For the Love of God, a new gospel group out of Ohio, and they're on the line with me right now. Marco, how are you doing?
How you doing there, Richie? It's a pleasure, my friend.
Thanks for coming on the air with us today.
You're more than welcome.
We're looking forward to listening to some of the tracks off the CD. But first, can you tell us a little bit about what got you started playing music and what kind of led up to the formation of this group?
Okay. Well, you know, of course, we've been in this thing for approximately 30, 35 years. All we have been looking for a record deal, starting off now with CD deals. And me and Jim and a couple other members, you know, I had groups a while ago, and we just got into gospel. I did praise and worship, and we decided to do some original songs. You know, of course, we were inspired by God. And then Jimmy wrote some beautiful songs, and I talked him over into laying a couple of tracks. And, you know, with a couple of mastering techniques, we were able to come up with quite a few interesting and very entertaining gospel compositions. So it's been a culmination of 35 years of musicianship, and then finally being able to put something together and trying to get a deal.
35 years, that doesn't happen overnight.
Yeah, sure doesn't. Not at all.
So what instrument are you playing on the record?
Okay, on the record, I'm playing the drums, or on Lord Send Me an Angel, actually, I'm doing everything. I've had some guys out of California, Tony, I can't even think of the names, Tony right offhand, and I think, he'll be upset if I can't think of his name. It'll come to me in a minute. But yeah, I actually,
you've been collaborating with people in California on the record.
Yeah. Yes.
Well, that's a long way off.
Yeah. Yeah, we had to send it out there. Actually, that song, Lord Send Me an Angel, is a song that's off of a movie that executive producer Terry Hollis, who's here from Alliance, done a movie out there, and I actually did like three songs on that soundtrack, and this Lord Send Me an Angel is one of them. So,
oh well, that's really neat. So that guy also came from Alliance and has gone on to produce this film. When did that film come out?
Okay, the film, we made it a 30-minute short, because when you take them to the film festivals, they don't want to sit down and have to look at full-length movies. So it's a 30-minute short, and actually won a couple awards there out in the Los Angeles Film Festival. It got Best Urban 30-minute or shorter movies. Then we went to the New York Film Festival, and it won the Best Directorial Debut. And so,
oh well, congratulations on that credit.
Oh yeah, well thanks. And they're trying to get funding now to make it a full-length movie, and I have a couple of tracks just waiting for it. So if that ever comes through, that would be a beautiful thing.
Yes. So there's one project you're working on. This one is called For the Love of God. Are some of the tracks from For the Love of God from the movie? Is that what you were saying?
No, the only song that's from the movie is Lord Send Me an Angel. The For the Love of God songs that will be coming out on a CD hopefully in the next couple of months.
Okay. So how many tracks have you got recorded so far?
Okay, well, I'll tell you how many we got copyrighted. We got four copyrighted.
Okay.
Me and Jim are working on one song now that we think will be finished here in the next week or so. But we have six others that's recorded. They need a little bit of mastering, and we're going to get them up and ready after we, you know, go through the copyright process. We're going to go ahead and put those out there and see how the listening audience like it.
And what style of music would you put this in? Would it be a traditional gospel, bluegrass gospel? I mean, where would you say it kind of fits in the genre?
Okay, we would call it contemporary gospel music. That would be the genre. However, we do have a few songs. Maybe we might put on this CD. One that is a bluesy gospel, you know, has a bluesy gospel aspect to it. And then we have another that has like a little jazz genre type thing to it. But
that's my favorite kind. So you said the right thing to me.
Okay.
So that sounds good. Can we talk a little bit about the track that you wrote for the album?
Okay, we sure can.
What inspired you to write the song?
Okay, well, if I watched the movie, Terry Hollis sent me the movie. He sent me the script. I read the script. Then he sent the movie. And the movie is about a guy who lost his parents coming home from a basketball game. His parents wanted him to go to college. And he wanted to go pro basketball right out of high school. But them and their parents were arguing after a basketball game about whether he should go pro or he should go to college. Of course, the parents wanted him to go to college. He wanted to go to pro. And they got into an argument, and the car flipped over. He lost both his parents. And the guy come out with barely a scratch. And so he was mentally messed up after that. And so he goes to a psychiatrist who's actually an angel. And he really didn't know it. So the guy was looking for some help that he figured that he couldn't get here on earth. He wanted God to send him an angel. So that's where I got the idea from it. And so I couldn't have wrote that unless I seen the movie and seen what it was about. And it turned out pretty good, as you will hear here shortly.
Well, yeah, I think we ought to go ahead and take a little break and let our audience hear that track.
Okay, then. We'll do that, Rich.
Okay, great. We'll be right back here with Marco Bridgman and Jimmy King still waiting there in the wings, right?
Yes, he is.
Okay, so we'll get him on the air, too, here in a little bit. But let's take a listen to Send Me an Angel.
All righty.
Right now I'm feeling cause it seems like this all I have.
We're talking to Marco Bridgman, who is the composer of that song we just heard, Send Me an Angel. And his group, For the Love of God, is just getting ready to release their first record. And Marco, you were telling me a little bit off the air about how you produced that track. Can you tell our listening audience a little bit about what went into making that happen and just putting together the elements musically?
Actually, I was saying, my good friend Terry Hollis, who had his brother actually wrote the script. He passed away long ago. His name was Jeff Hollis. And
I was kind of thinking more about the actual recording of it.
Oh, the actual recording. Oh, I see. Well, yeah. And so because on the movie it's only like 19 seconds long. Okay. And
okay.
So, we needed to make it into a full song for the soundtrack, and so we basically had to redo it because I only recorded like about 27 seconds, enough for them to get 9, and so we had to go back and remake the whole thing. And I did. Me and a good friend of mine, Darren, put it together, and we sent it out to Terry, who came across these two singers, Tony and Sam, and they sung it, and they sent it back to me to add to the soundtrack that's going to be coming out with Joshua Soul. And so that's basically how that came out.
Well, Darren's pretty fun to work with, isn't he?
Yes, he is. He's a character. I love him to death.
And he really is talented at helping to structure a recording really well.
Yes, he is. And everything that I've learned as far as the engineering, actually, I learned from him. And you too, Richie. You're not a slouch back there either, buddy.
Well,
it's a piece of your equipment that I actually composed these songs on. So.
Oh, is that right?
Yes, right.
which piece of my equipment is
that? Well, it was actually the Apple computer. You know, you started off down there with this very nice laptop, and then you wanted to upgrade. Of course, you got a big building to a bigger system.
Right.
And so I got your system.
Oh, the laptop. Okay.
Yes.
So then you use the keyboard sounds and things that were built in there?
Exactly. Yeah. I sure did.
Oh, well, great.
Yeah.
I'm glad that got into your hands then.
Yeah, it's been a blessing, no doubt.
Cool. Well, let's introduce Jimmy to our audience.
Okay, we most certainly will. Hey, Jim. Yeah.
Sorry. You've been waiting there in the wings, Jimmy. How are you doing?
Yeah, he isn't there yet, but here you go right now.
Oh, okay.
Hello, Richie.
Hey, Jimmy King. How are you? Can you hear me all right?
Yes, I can hear you now. How are you doing?
Oh, good. Thanks for coming on the air with us, Jimmy.
Yeah, I appreciate you asking us to be on.
Well, the contribution have you done to the album? Marco was saying he did the one song and that you kind of did the rest.
Well, years ago, Marco and I go way back 30, 35 years or more. Mm-hmm. And I always considered myself to be an arranger of tunes that we played from other artists. And I kind of locked myself into that description, but I don't know. Things just changed when I turned and gave my life over to God and changed everything around and started playing strictly gospel. And things they just changed. Songs came to me at night in my head, and always kept a notebook close by my bed, and I'd just write lyrics down and put the music together, and I've been blessed. We've been blessed.
So you began to be more inspired to write your own music later in life.
Yes. Yes, I'm up there in age, but yes, you know, it could be worse. You know, sooner is better than later. Now is better than never. You know, so yeah.
Well, how many artists, go their whole lives with not being known in any way, but then,
right.
You know, oftentimes late. Even into their 70s, some people are getting heard of for the first time, and find an audience that finally, appreciates their music. And,
I've been blessed enough to be around excellent musicians that, I kind of learn a little piece from everybody that I meet, you know what I'm saying? I keep hold of it as the years progress, as I get older, and I can use a little piece here and a little piece there, and it's really helped me a lot.
Can you tell us a little bit about specifically the song "Thank You, Lord"?
Well, that's kind of funny because I was just kind of speaking on that. One night I went to bed and. I don't know, I just sat up, it was about 2:30, 3 o'clock in the morning with lyrics that was running through my mind, which to me I feel like that was the word of God coming to me. And as I said, I had my notebook close by, so I wrote the lyrics down, and the music kind of came to me the next day, and those were the beginnings of that particular song, and that's been over a year and a half or so ago, that particular song, and since then it has progressed pretty a whole lot, actually.
And it, like you said, just came to you in the middle of the night. What is the song all about?
A lot of the songs that I write pertain to my life, what I've gone through in my years of living here on Earth, and the good and the bad, and I don't mind speaking to it to everybody because I feel like people can learn from what I've been through.
And your love of God has guided you?
Yes, it has. You know, it took me a while to realize that. You know, I'm a PK. My father was a bishop here in Alliance at Triumphant Church and Kingdom of God in Christ, which is to this day he's passed now, but to this day this is still my church. And also, my mother was an evangelist at that church also. And, I stepped away for a lot of years, but, the Bible says raise a child in the way that he should go, and in the end he will not depart or he'll come back. And that's what happened with me.
So there were years of, I imagine, lots of suffering and things in life and just trying to maybe selfishly pursuing things. And now you've come back to... A Christian life.
Right, and that's how it is. You know, I've seen a lot of friends leave this earth, and a lot of good friends. I mean, in one way or another, whether it's through death or jail, prison, or sickness, and for some reason I'm still here, and it leads me to believe that I'm here for a reason. And I believe this reason is to worship God and to see a lot of the music that I write now is more or less contemporary style, which I think would adhere to the youth of today.
Oh, well, That's interesting. I was kind of thinking that we were going to get more of a jazz sort of like, you know, the in a traditional way.
It has a jazz flavor, some of it.
But in a lot of ways, like more R&B kind of modern influence to it.
I think so. I think it is.
Okay.
You know, the youth is our future. And you know, my father and mother told me this years ago to get us, you know, involved as Christians. And now it's my turn to turn it over to our youth these days.
Right. And through your music, you can try and reach them.
Exactly. And I have very capable musicians along with me, like, for example, Marco, of course. You know, and he's very capable in his music. And then Doug Parise, as far as his horn capabilities, he's there's no one else around here in this area that can compete with him. But everybody is dedicating themselves to playing for the Lord. And to me, that's awesome.
So they don't care about the money.
Well, you know, I to be honest, you know, a lot of people say that there's some caring. Of course there is. You know, anyone that says differently is not being truthful. But the main concept is to speak God's word.
And you found a great group of guys that have been able to put that together now.
Yes, I have, and as I said from the beginning, I'm very blessed with being able to play with these great musicians.
I'd like to go ahead and play our listeners Thank You, Lord, the track, the first track we talked about.
By all means.
All right. Stay tuned, everybody, and take a good listen to Thank You, Lord. And the composer was Jimmy King, and the group is For the Love of God. And keep looking for them out there and enjoy this track.
Good health and to me that's more than wealth. And I thank you that you touch me. Yes, you touch me. And I thank you when I was hungry.
That was a little taste of Thank You, Lord, from For the Love of God's latest release. And Jimmy, how do you feel about the progress of the album so far?
Well, I've never really done anything like this before. So to me, things are progressing pretty well. Well, like I said, for Thank You, Lord, I wrote that over a year and a half ago, but these other couple songs I've written maybe 3 or 4 months ago, and so things are moving in a good direction at a speed that I would never have fathomed, you know. But I'm glad to see things going the way they are now.
Yeah, because I mean, some people like myself, I've written songs when I was 15 years old and still haven't really got them recorded yet. I mean, I've got one album together now, but, you know, it's right. been a whole lifetime of trying to get together the right musicians and everything to make it happen.
Right. And it takes time. I mean, I'm kind of a perfectionist as much as the rest of our musicians, Marco and Doug. And so, you know, and Marco gets on me a lot of time. You know, every time I hear the song or any of our songs, I think of something else that could be put in there, you know, as an additive, and that may not always be a good thing, but you know, I just like I love a good sound. Mm-hmm. I love a good sound, and you know, I played in clubs before, and you know, here and there, and I enjoy what I'm doing now. Well, and that's a big part of it, if you can enjoy what you're doing.
Yeah. And as a jazz musician, I mean, you probably improvise a lot of stuff. I mean, you could theoretically add, you know, dozens upon dozens
exactly.
of layers to a song.
Exactly.
But where do you stop?
Exactly. Well,
when do you say, that's good, enough is enough,
well,
right?
I can never say that's good myself. You know, but my buddy Marco, he kind of pulls the reins in on me at times to let me know, okay, Jimmy, that's good enough. And see, that's where two heads or three heads is better than one. I'm not trying to be the star of the show or the boss. We all work together.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So, you know, just as much input I have in the group, they have as much. It's an equal thing.
That's
what makes a good group.
Yeah. I had that same experience where, you know, I kind of have been recording for a lot of years, and you try
right.
to, you know, make it as awesome as you can, you know, and you add all these layers and everything. But working by myself, I never had that that great extra set of ears, you know, where just that person that was there that just says, you know, this actually isn't working right there, and this would be better
right.
if we did this, you know, and
right.
actually, you know, and
that
helps
where,
so much, doesn't
that's,
it?
That's right, and that's where you need those extra set of ears, you know, however many, one, two, or three sets. You know, it's always a good help. You know, we can take, as a songwriter, we can take a song and we can add layer, 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 layer. But like you said before, where does it end? You know, it has to end somewhere. And then you also have to think about being able to play it live the way you record it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So if you got too many layers on it, it's not going to sound as good live.
Right.
As it is recorded. And so we try to look at those things, and you know, that's what we want. If we have to play somewhere live, we want to be able to sound equally as good live as we are on the record.
Or better, huh?
Or better, exactly. I mean, you know, there's you have good days and bad days, and sometimes you'll have a day that, you know, you're awesome. Then on another note, you may have a subpar day.
And sometimes maybe people don't even notice the difference, but as an artist, we notice, don't we?
A lot of times they don't, you know, and I tell my buddies that all the time. You know, sometimes they'll say, well, we didn't sound that good like we normally do, you know, do. But I would tell them, well, you know, normally the average person won't even really notice it. And that's not saying anything derogatory about them. But musicians are, you know, we're very, and you being a musician, you know what I'm saying. We're very, we're tight in understanding what we need to do or what we want to do. Whereas the average person to hear us, they're not as hard on, you know what I'm saying? You
right.
know what I'm trying to say?
Yeah, I think we're in some ways
we're as musicians, we're very hard on ourselves.
Yeah, and also just I think we kind of are more sensitive to the intricacies of the art.
Exactly. Those are the words I wanted to, exactly. Exactly right.
Like, whereas, you know, maybe so, people, they might notice something that just doesn't feel right to them, but they couldn't exactly
right.
tell you what it was, you know.
They don't really know. You know, if it sounds good to them, they're fine. Now, myself as a musician, and I consider myself to have a fairly decent ear, I always say if the music sounds good to me, then I know it'll sound good to the average ear, you know.
Right.
And so, you know, I try to please myself, and you know, it's hard. It's hard.
Well, it's been a really fun and difficult process to get the album together. Right now you've got 4 songs recorded. How many more do you have on the way?
Well, we have 6 more that we have to tighten up and bulk up and situate. It'll be enough for an album plus, you know, a CD plus, but we have to do a little more work and, you know, figure out exactly what goes here and what goes there. But
have you guys
we're
been
working
doing
on
any,
them, and this is 2012 is our year.
Right? Okay.
Yeah.
Definitely. So the album, do you think it'll be completely done by the end of the year?
I think it'll be done before summertime or close to it.
Oh, great.
That's our goal anyway.
And are you guys performing out anywhere in the meantime?
Well, we do at times. Myself and Doug Farese, we play at a couple of churches. Well, like I said, my church is Triumph D Church and Kingdom of God in Christ, 683 South Linden, here in Alliance. And then Doug and I also play for Tabernacle Baptist Church every Sunday. And Marco sits in every now and then at New Zion Baptist Church from time to time. But as far as playing together, we played I can't remember the churches, but Antioch Baptist Church in Maslin is where we played last, and that was as a band, and at that time we used as guitar and bass player John Brazil and Darren Thompson.
Oh, okay.
Right.
Great.
And I don't know if you remember me, Richie, but you know I played with John and Darren and Marco down at your studio a couple times.
Oh, I do remember. I remember it well. It was a lot of fun. You guys are terrific musicians.
Thank you. We had a lot of fun playing.
Yeah, it was a beautiful show, and I enjoyed it. I wish we had you know 500 people there to enjoy it too. But we still had a pretty good crowd, and it was a good time.
Yes, it was. It was a very good time, and hopefully we can get to do that again.
Oh, I would love to have you
a few more times.
Well, we're starting to do a jazz night now on the second Friday, so that might be a good fit, you know, to do that on the second Fridays once in a while for you guys.
myself, you know, now my buddies may, myself, I've kind of weaned myself away from, I'm mainly a gospel artist now.
Right, you're only playing
myself
on Sunday.
Now, the rest of the guys, yes, they may.
Okay.
But I'm committing myself to gospel now.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Okay. Well, we may or may not be able to find something where we could work you in, but if we ever can, I'm sure we'd love to have you.
Well, there's a lot, you know, there's a lot of musicians here in Alliance that is also into gospel. So, yes, something can be worked out, and we'd love to be there.
Great. Well, let's go ahead on and talk about the next track we didn't really get into yet. This one's called Nobody But You. Can you tell us a little bit about that song?
Okay, and I don't mind speaking about it. Years ago, I was afflicted with my addiction, and so it speaks a little bit about that and how God brought me up out of that to where I am now.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful. Well, let's take a listen. This is Nobody But You, composed by Jimmy King and performed by For the Love of God, right here on the Artist First Radio Network. That was Nobody But You, but For the Love of God, a new group out of Alliance, Ohio, if you can believe it. And right here, who knew we had such talented musicians, Jimmy King and Marco Bridgman, on the line with me today. Jimmy, I want to thank you again for joining us.
I appreciate you having me.
Well, it's probably pretty exciting for you. You got four songs recorded for the album. And, you know, where do you see yourself in the next year going forward with this group and everything?
Well, we just want to continue praising God's name as long as we can. of course, we hope things go very well for us, but, you know, at the moment, we enjoy praising his name, and we will continue to do so.
That is awesome. So, what else would you like to share with our listening audience today? Do you have any words of advice or wisdom to maybe some upcoming artists or musicians?
Well, you know, there's a lot of great musicians in Alliance, and hopefully we can kind of pave the way to show the younger musicians how to go about to get, you know, their music out and to get themselves known. I mean, there's a lot of talent here in Little Alliance, as we call it, L.A.
Yeah.
Little Alliance, and there's a lot of great musicians here. It's just a matter of getting their music out, and as I said, hopefully we can lead them in that direction. And there's nobody better than God to help them to obtain their goal.
Well, we still got one more track I'd like to give our listening audience a taste of, and it's called God Will Deliver You. Was there a specific message behind this song that you would like to elucidate on a little more?
Well, you know, I just turned 58 years old, and he has definitely delivered me from all the things that I've been through in my lifetime. So that's kind of where that song derived from.
Keeping the faith.
Right.
Well, let's take a listen to it. And we're about out of time in the hour. So if you guys would like to say hello to anybody, please do so now.
Well, I just want to shout out to all my family and all my friends, I just love everybody, and I love God, and I hope everyone else does the same.
That's great. Is Marco still there? Does he need to?
Yes, he is.
Say anything?
I here he is right now.
Okay, thank you so much, Jimmy.
Me. Thank you.
Okay, Rich.
Hey, Marco.
All right, buddy.
Oh, I was asking Jimmy if there's anyone that you'd like to say hello to, or any final words of wisdom or advice to the world that you'd like to give in this interview here.
Yeah, well, what I'm really hoping is the world, the country, the world enjoys our music, and I know gospel music, the way that it's traditionally played, our sound is going to be a little bit different. It's going to be more contemporary, and like I heard Jim say earlier, we're trying to get, you know, to the younger generation, because, you know, like, it's almost turning into a hip-hop world, and so we'd like to let them know that, you know, even gospel has a, you know, upbeat, up-tempo, contemporary sound, and we'd like for the world to hear it.
Wonderful. Is there anyone you'd like to say hello to before we go?
Okay. Well, it is a young lady, but I want to keep her anonymous right now.
Okay. All right. All right.
Yeah, but, you know, I'll just Scott Z to Darren if he's listening, and John, and, you know, those guys, and hopefully we can collaborate and probably do something down at Jupiter Studios. As a matter of fact, we were thinking about having a CD release party down there, if you don't mind having us.
I think that would be a great idea.
Yeah, we'd love to do it.
Well, let's set it up. We'll have to talk about it more, and stay in touch with me.
Yeah.
So thank you so much, Marco. You guys are great, and I wish you all the best with this group. I really hope it succeeds and goes to the moon, man.
Thank you, too. And hope that Jupiter Studios is growing more. But my goodness, you boys, from day one to now, you guys down at Jupiter, boy, you blew it up down there.
We keep growing. It is getting better all the time. So
yes, it is.
It's like that song. Things keep getting better.
Yeah.
That's what we try to do everywhere we go.
Yeah, that's what we try to do. I know that's right.
Well, God bless you both, and best of luck.
Okay, Rich. Thanks a lot, buddy.
We're going to take a listen here to the last track, God Will Deliver You, and we'll go out on that note.
Okay.
And again, thanks for joining us on the network, everybody out there, and thank you guys for coming on.
Okay, thanks, Rich.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Here it is, God Will Deliver You by For the Love of God. Be looking for them coming out soon. Their album is almost completed, so I'm sure you'll hear more from them in the future.
To succeed, devote to